96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
4WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Superior and Maple school districts now have a new way to access health care without having to leave school. Through a partnership with Essentia Health, the districts have set up virtual health clinics where students and staff can hold confidential online appointments. Each clinic is located in a private room near the school health office, equipped for telehealth visits. In Superior, the Spartan Clinic serves students in grades 6 through 12. While Maple's Tiger Clinic is open to high school students.
Instead of students having to, leave school to go to appointments, they can join in that confidential space with their provider via computer and have their appointment right on site.
That's Bryn Larrabee. She is the coordinator of health services for the district. She says the virtual clinics will help families by reducing the burden of parents having to leave work and students having to miss class for appointments. The virtual clinic can be used for a wide range of virtual appointments, including routine checkups, minor illnesses and injuries, behavioral health care, and even urgent care, all done online with a provider through Essentia's MyChart system. Bradley Larrabee, who is married to Bryn Larrabee, is Maple's elementary principal and leader of the district's mental health team. He says the initiative builds on services the district already offered.
In prior practice, we also had that facility utilized for virtual mental health appointments. So we're able to continue those services, but now utilizing it for physical health as well.
Deer River High School in Minnesota was the first school in the region to have an Essentia Health telecare access site. Maple and Superior will be the first sites in Wisconsin. More information and scheduling for the Tiger Clinic can be found on the Maple School District website, and for the Spartan Clinic on the Superior School District website. A new report shows many Wisconsin students don't feel like they belong at school. Isabella Nieto reports.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
This week, the U.S. Senate is expected to take up a resolution that would limit the president's authority in Venezuela. Wisconsin's two U.S. senators are mixed. Democrat Tammy Baldwin was one of 52 yes votes. She co-sponsored the resolution. Republican Ron Johnson voted no and says the capture of Nicolas Maduro was, quote, undeniably good. Five other Republicans joined Democrats in approving it last week. If it clears the Senate, it's unlikely to pass in the House. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding snowmobile operators to be extra careful on the ice. January 10th through the 18th is International Snowmobile Safety Week. Ice conditions can be unpredictable with fluctuating temperatures, and no ice is ever completely safe. Even areas that seem thick and covered with snow could be hiding patches of black ice that could break apart under the weight of the machine and riders. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but local bait shops, fishing clubs, and outfitters do. They also urge snowmobilers to ride sober. Not only is it illegal, but it also puts you and your passengers and others enjoying winter sports at risk. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced two new options for license plates. According to agency officials, the new blackout and butter yellow license plate designs are now available for purchase. Residents interested in buying the plates will need to pay a $15 fee up front and $25 annually. Adding personal characters to the license plate will also cost an additional $15 a year. The fees for the plates will go to support the state's transportation fund, with officials expecting them to generate over $25 million $1,000 over the next 3 years. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is looking for volunteers for Ski to She this weekend. Ski to She is a women-only ski camp and race that takes place at the American Birkebeiner Trailhead in Cable. Volunteers are especially needed at aid stations, bib pickup, and the start and finish areas for Saturday's 30K race, along with cleanup help on Sunday. Volunteers will receive a custom Cuvetta ear band and a $25 coupon for New Moon Ski and Bike in Hayward. You can find the volunteer registration link on the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation Facebook page. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Badgers win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 78-75 in Minneapolis. The Badgers' John Blackwell with a three-point shot at the buzzer for the win.
I just went to my go-to move, Hezzy three. And honestly, it looked good when he came off the hands, and I held it up, and then, you know, give Glad all the glory for letting me go in.
Up next, the Badgers host Rutgers Saturday at 1 o'clock. Marquette losing on the road to St. John's 92-68. The Bucks blown out at home 139-106 by the Timberwolves.
You know, no excuses. We just didn't have it. We were flat. I thought our guys tried at the beginning of the third quarter to fight back a little bit. But when you dig yourself that big of a hole, every basket, every turnover, anything hurts. So I actually probably should have pulled the plug earlier because I just thought we were flat. I didn't think we had anything tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered morning flurries, otherwise breezy with a mix of sun and clouds today and highs only in the mid-teens. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low close to zero. Snow ahead for Thursday and Friday. The wind will pick up and colder temperatures will move into the area.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.